You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan, and Isabel Angel, our reporter from That Story, joins me now in studio. So, Isabel, your story centered on people who are currently using Line 22 as a makeshift shelter. But I understand that in the process of reporting that story, you spent a night on the bus yourself. You met somebody who managed to move on from Hotel 22, an actual success story.
Yeah, I actually found her through Yelp. So I searched the site for any reviews of Line 22, and I found a bunch, so mostly from just regular riders like this person, Patricia V, who wrote, "The bus is always on time, give or take a few minutes either way. Love those fast, aggressive male drivers. And bus drivers, please lower the bus so I can get my bike on the rack easier." But one really caught my eye, and that was from Helen Garcia. And she wrote, "If you're traveling on Line 22 at night, the homeless look for shelter, and this is the only way they can sleep comfortably. Some drivers are nice enough to put the heater on, but some are rude and put the AC on late at night on cold nights so they will be cold. I was homeless once, and this was my only way to sleep at night. I found this to be the safest way to survive on the coldest of nights."
Wow, that's really moving.
Yeah, and so I just kind of on a whim sent her an email and told her about the story I was working on, and we met up at a coffee shop in San Jose by her apartment, and she told me that back in 2006 she was homeless, and she usually had a job, but her husband at the time had a temper, and that kept them out of a stable living situation.
My ex-husband never worked one job, so I kind of felt like I was, you know, being used the entire time. Not only used, being abused, being, you know, physically raped, mentally, emotionally, everything was just at its worst.
Garcia says she grew up in a middle-class family and had to quickly adapt to being homeless, and she said that one of the hardest things was learning how to sleep on the bus.
One way that I had learned how to do this was taking my backpack and putting it to the front of myself and holding on to it like I was hugging a pillow and then sleeping that way next to the window. You know, it'd be cold, yes, on the left side, but then you'd still be warm with the person next to you.
That's Helen Garcia, a former resident of what's called Hotel 22, which is an all-night bus line in Santa Clara County that people have been using as a makeshift shelter for years. So how did Helen Garcia eventually move on from the bus, Isabel?
Well, back in 2006, the Section 8 housing list opened up and she got her name on it. She told me she was number 24,000 on the waiting list, but in 2009, they gave her a call and let her know that she qualified for a voucher. And she's been in that same apartment in downtown San Jose ever since. She divorced that husband, and now she has a baby daughter with her new boyfriend, and the family is looking for a two-bedroom.
And you rode the bus for a night with people who aren't as lucky as Helen Garcia. Section 8 is, again, closed. Is there anything else you can share from that ride?
Yeah, I was really struck by the diversity on the bus. So, you know, looking around, it was people who'd been on the streets for a long time, the newly homeless and anywhere in between. I talked to people who were wearing garbage bags, people who were wearing North Face jackets. And personally, one couple has really stayed with me. They were young and they just looked so normal, but they were homeless. The young man had a job and so he didn't want to be recorded for fear of being recognized. He was just so embarrassed about spending the night on the bus. And the young woman, she had been in foster care or homeless most of her life, and she was complaining that her stomach hurt, and she explained that when you're homeless, you have to eat fast food. You don't have any other options. It was just little things like that, you know. Not only do you not have a bedroom, you're sleeping on a bus, you can't even make your own food.
That's Isabel Angel. She's a reporter for KALW. Thanks, Isabel.
Thanks, Holly.